理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Bird。黄金鸟。
When they came to the village, the sun followed the fox's counsel, and without looking about him, went to the shabby inn, and rested there all night at his ease. In the morning came the fox again, and met him as he was beginning his journey, and said, "Go straight forward, till you come to a castle, before which lie a whole troop of soldiers fast asleep and snoring. Take no notice of them, but go into the castle, and pass on and on, till you come to a room, where the golden bird sits in a wooden cage. Close by it stands a beautiful golden cage, but do not try to take the bird out of the shabby cage and put it into the handsome one, otherwise you will repent it." Then the fox stretched out his tail again, and the young man sat himself down, and away they went, over stock and stone, till their hair whistled in the wind. Before the castle gate, all was as the fox had said. So the sun went in, and found the chamber where the golden bird hung in a wooden cage. And below stood the golden cage, and the three golden apples that had been lost were lying close by it. Then he thought to himself, "It will be a very droll thing to bring away such a fine bird in this shabby cage." So he opened the door and took hold of it and put it into the golden cage. But the bird set up such a loud scream that all the soldiers awoke, and they took him prisoner and carried him before the king. The next morning, the court sat to judge him. And when all was heard, it sentenced him to die, unless he should bring the king the golden horse, which could run as swiftly as the wind. And if he did this, he was to have the golden bird given him for his own.
来到那村子以后，园丁的儿子遵照狐狸的建议，径直走进那家不太好看的旅馆，安心地过了一夜。第二天早上，当园丁的儿子又准备上路时，狐狸又过来了。狐狸说，一直往前走，直到你看到一个城堡，在城堡的前面有一大队的士兵，不过他们都睡得死死的，正打呼噜呢，不用管他们，直接走进那城堡，然后一直走，走到你看到一个房间为止。黄金鸟就在那房间的木笼子里面，木笼子的旁边有一个金笼子，但是千万不要把黄金鸟从那丑陋的木笼子中拿出来放到那金笼子中去，否则你会后悔的。说完，狐狸又把它的尾巴伸直了，小伙子坐了上去，狐狸驮着小伙子像风一样的跑起来了。来到城堡前面，一切就像狐狸说的那样。于是园丁的儿子走进城堡，找到了那个小房间，那个装着黄金鸟的笼子就挂在里面。木笼子的下面就是那个金笼子，金笼子的旁边放着那三个丢失的金苹果。园丁的儿子心想，这么好看的鸟放在这么难看的笼子里面，多滑稽啊。于是他把木笼子的门打开，抓住鸟，然后把鸟放到金笼子里面。但是这时鸟发出又长又尖的叫声，所有的士兵都被吵醒了。士兵把园丁的儿子逮住，押到了国王那里。第二天早上，法庭开始对园丁的儿子进行审判。当了解清楚事情的来龙去脉后，园丁的儿子被判处了死刑，除非他能给国王找到那匹跑得像风一样快的黄金马， 而且如果园丁的儿子真的能给国王找来那黄金马，那黄金鸟就可以归他所有。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
When they came to the village, the son followed the fox's counsel, and without looking about him, went to the shabby inn, and rested there all night at his ease.
来到那村子以后，园丁的儿子遵照狐狸的建议，径直走进那家不太好看的旅馆，安心地过了一夜。
In the morning came the fox again, and met him as he was beginning his journey, and said,
第二天早上，当园丁的儿子又准备上路时，狐狸又过来了。狐狸说，
Go straight forward, till you come to a castle.
一直往前走，直到你看到一个城堡。
Before which lie a whole troop of soldiers fast asleep and snoring.Take no notice of them.
在城堡的前面有一大队的士兵，不过他们都睡得死死的，正打呼噜呢，不用管他们。
But go into the castle and pass on and on till you come to a room.
直接走进那城堡，然后一直走，走到你看到一个房间为止。
Where the golden bird sits in a wooden cage.Close by it stands a beautiful golden cage.
黄金鸟就在那房间的木笼子里面，木笼子的旁边有一个金笼子。
But do not try to take the bird out of the shabby cage and put it into the handsome one.
但是千万不要把黄金鸟从那丑陋的木笼子中拿出来，放到那金笼子中去。
Otherwise, you will repent it.
否则你会后悔的。
Then the fox stretched out his tail again, and the young man sat himself down, and away they went, over stock and stone, till their hair whistled in the wind.
说完，狐狸又把他的尾巴伸直了，小伙子坐了上去，狐狸驮着小伙子像风一样地跑起来了。
Before the castle gate, all was as the fox had said.
来到城堡前面，一切就像狐狸说的那样。
So the son went in and found the chamber where the golden bird hung in a wooden cage.
于是园丁的儿子走进城堡，找到了那个小房间，那个装着黄金鸟的笼子就挂在里面。
And below stood the golden cage.And the three golden apples that had been lost were lying close by it.
木笼子的下面就是那个金笼子，金笼子的旁边放着那三个丢失的金苹果。
Then he thought to himself, It will be a very droll thing to bring away such a fine bird in this shabby cage.
园丁的儿子心想，这么好看的鸟放在这么难看的笼子里面，多滑稽啊。
So, he opened the door, and took hold of it, and put it into the golden cage.
于是他把木笼子的门打开，抓住鸟，然后把鸟放到金笼子里面。
But the bird set up such a loud scream that all the soldiers awoke.
但是这时鸟发出又长又尖的叫声，所有的士兵都被吵醒了。
And they took him prisoner and carried him before the king.
士兵把园丁的儿子逮住，押到了国王那里。
The next morning, the court sat to judge him.
第二天早上，法庭开始对园丁的儿子进行审判。
And when all was heard, it sentenced him to die.
当了解清楚事情的来龙去脉后，园丁的儿子被判处了死刑。
Unless he should bring the king the golden horse, which could run as swiftly as the wind.
除非他能给国王找到那匹跑得像风一样快的黄金马。
And if he did this, he was to have the golden bird given him for his own.
而且如果园丁的儿子真的能给国王找来那黄金马，那黄金鸟就可以归他所有。 Follow somebody's counsel, 听从某人的劝告。Look about one, 查看自己四周的情况。由于本文是童话题材，所以为了使描写更加生动，使用了很多倒装句，其中状语前置引起的倒装的句子有 In the morning came the fox. Close by it stands a beautiful golden cage. Below stood the golden cage. Before which lie a whole troop of soldiers 等等。另外还出现了一个谓语动词前置的句子 Thought he to himself。至于没有引起倒装的原因，可以参考第三部分的讲解。Be doing 这种现在进行体的结构表示按计划安排即将发生的动作，而且是说话时刻之前已经决定了的安排。Straightforward 一直向前。Be fast asleep 熟睡，其中的 fast 是副词，指酣畅的。Snore S-N-O-R-E snore 打鼾。 Take no notice of 不注意不理会。Pass on and on, 不停歇地向前移动。Repent something, 也可以说 repent of something, 都指对某事感到懊悔。Droll, D-R-O-L-L, 滑稽可笑的。Set up, 大声发出某种声音。故事的第三部分里也出现了 set up, 但含义不同。Take somebody prisoner, 俘虏某人。注意 prisoner 前不加冠词，如果宾语是复数， prisoner 也不用复数形式。 Be to do something 这种结构的用法之一是按计划安排即将发生的动作，但是和刚才提到的现在进行体相比，这种结构更常用于正式语体。 For one's own 归自己所有。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。